Blog Talk Radio.
You choose the humble and raise them high. You choose the weak and make them strong. You heal our brokenness inside and give us life.
Father, I bless you. I ask your grace, Father. Bless your family, your children here. Take the direction of this program, Father. Send us your Holy Spirit and guide us to your peace, to your love. Guide us in all the truths and let your children leave this show with your provision, with your grace, with the knowledge that you want to give us, to walk on this path and to fight the good fight as a good soldier of Christ, as an overcomer on this world. In Jesus' name we ask, Amen. Brothers and sisters, tonight I will start to speak in English, and there's a lot of people coming with hungry. They received the invitation and they accepted the invitation for another show, another grace from God. I give thanks for your presence. You are most welcome here. Tonight we will talk about the mystery of the iniquity. Sometimes we think that we need to see a UFO, a fallen angel, some demonic manifestation to understand the operation of the devil. But my brothers and sisters, we must be wise. Jesus told us on his teaching that the sons of this world, they were much more wise than the children of the kingdom. But God wants to change this. So my brothers and sisters, tonight we will be exposing the deception of this ministry of iniquity. We'll be digging up about this thing, because we must understand that this fight that we are doing against spirits, and they are very smart, they are much more smart, they have much more knowledge and power than we, simple human people. So God wants to give us the weapons, the understanding how to discern the traps that the Bible says, that Psalmist said on Psalm 141:8, keep me from the bounds that set me, and slitting the bounds of iniquity. There are a lot of entities preparing traps for your soul on this journey to the eternity. For your soul, for my soul, they want us to stop us from following the Lamb. Simple, very simple. That's the real purpose. But they will not use their real faces. They will not use their real voices. They will not use the real appearance. The traps are very, very cunning. And if we are not real redeemed by the justice of God, we will all be on this ministry of iniquity. We will dig this conceptions. We will dig these terms tonight. Iniquity, the mystery of iniquity, the man of the perdition. So brothers and sisters, I will invite you to stay with us, to pray for this show, because you will see that at the end of this study, God will make us, all of us, much more cunning, wiser, with much more knowledge and spirit of discernment about our enemies. You better believe that there are much more enemies of your soul that are disguised as friends than those that are there confessing they are your enemy. They are enemy of God. That's not the ones we should be worried about. We should not be worried about a confessed Satanist. Or in another words, we must not be cautious about this confession enemy. Of course they are enemies, but even being enemies of the gospel, they are much more honest than a lot of enemies that Jesus had on this day. These guys have servants, followers of Christ. We will dig this. We will see how we can discern what are the characteristics of these false friends of the gospel. And God will tell you if you can believe what we are going to expose here or you should throw it away. But I pray that you don't believe in me. You don't believe in this ministry that we have, demolishing strongholds, because I am trying to follow Christ. But I am not Christ. I hope that you can take it to the God that I am trying to follow and ask him if this comes from his grace or if he's just another fake brother of you that are trying to make a point. So stay with us. I have set the foundation of this program. I really hope that you and I can go deep on this concept of iniquity. We will be back after some praise songs to worship our God. And after that, we will go deep. Just to give you a few of clues, we will use not only the verses of the Bible, but we will use even the passage from those books, one of those books that were on the Bible in the beginning. For the serpent seed, the fallen angel sons, those that work, do iniquity, stole this book from the scriptures that we all should read and understand. I'm talking about the book of Jeshua. I'm talking about a passage of this book that is mentioned on the Bible. It's endorsed by the Bible. It was known and believed as a source of faith for all the Jewish people that wrote the Old Testament. The book of Jeshua talks about a passage about Abraham, the offering of Isaac, and how he had to fight against the cunning schemes of Satan, who tried to stop him to please God, offering Isaac. This is our enemy. How much times he tries to use a false kind, like if he was very care about our lives, just to stop us from obeying God. And a lot of people, my brothers and sisters, they accept it. No, you cannot offer, you should not be hungry with your son. Don't talk about the gospel. You will lose your family, you see. This is the cunning schemes of Satan. Don't talk about your pastor. Don't cause division. Just let it pass these half-truths. Just do your tithing and shut up. Why are you going to cause so problems? You see, my brother? That's the problem. That's the enemy. So, I just want to give some clues. If you don't want to hear about these things, if you want to stay on your comfort zone, you better leave now or after the praise worshiping, because we will go deep on this mystery, ministry of iniquity, the man of perdition that was already operating when Paul wrote the epistle, and it's still operating now, changing the equity of God in your life to a false equity or an iniquity on your life, even if you must use the political correct gospel to deceive you. So, brothers and sisters, if you are hungry for the truth, stay with me, stay with the Demolishing Stronghold Ministry tonight, because we will make it. We will destroy these strongholds, these strongholds of our minds, of our hearts, that this system still tries even today to enslave our souls, our minds, on an iniquity that challenges the justice of our God, Savior, King, Ruler, Master, that died and resurrected from the cross, called Yahushua, Jesus Christ, the Son and the Living God. God bless you all. We will be right back after some worthy songs to our King. God bless you.
Who is this King of glory that pursues me with his and haunts me with each hearing of his softly spoken words? And my conscience a reminder of forgiveness that I need. Who is this King of glory who offers it? Revealing things.
te quiero darte mi atención. Y al anochecer, hasta en el silencio, quiero estar atento y escuchar así tu voz. Quiero que en mi viaje seas tú el camino, seas el destino y el paisaje alrededor. Falta nada, tu presencia es mi morada, Jesús. Puedo disfrutar en ti cada momento, Jesús, mi complemento. Ver un mundo nuevo y en cada momento la jornada disfrutar. Quiero caminar, perder el aliento, viendo la belleza de las cosas que me das. Quiero que en mi viaje seas tú el camino, seas el destino y el paisaje alrededor.
A mi alrededor,
Jesús, eres todo para mí, no falta nada, tu presencia es mi morada, Jesús, puedo disfrutar en ti cada momento. Siempre andar, poniendo siempre la mirada en ti, Jesús, cada mañana, para jamás volver atrás, Jesús. Eres todo para mí, no falta nada, tu presencia es mi morada, Jesús.
All right. Let the world sing a new hallelujah. Can you get excited, church? From Africa to Australia, from Brazil to China, from New York down to Houston. Come on, give me all the praise. Let the church arise. Let love reach to the other side.
Deus, mais uma vez segura em minha mão. Minha alma aflita pede tua atenção. Cheguei no nível mais difícil até aqui. Me ajude a concluir. Quando penso que estou forte, fraco eu estou. Mas quando reconheço que sem ti eu nada sou, alcanço os lugares impossíveis. Me torno um vencedor. Estou sentindo minhas forças indo embora. Mas tua presença me renova nessa hora. Segura em minha mão. Minha alma fita pede tua atenção. Cheguei no nível mais difícil até aqui. Me ajude a concluir. Quando penso que sou forte e fraco eu estou. Mas quando reconheço que sem ti eu nada sou, alcanço os lugares impossíveis. Me torno um vencedor. Estou sentindo minhas forças indo embora. Sua presença me renova nessa hora. Vem e me leva além. O meu sonho de chegar está tão longe. Sou humano, não consigo ser perfeito.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
It's to our God. it. Take it up and give him praise. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise. It's to our God.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Father, for all your spirit here, for the joy of the Lord, filling our hearts, filling our minds. Please, Father, continue to bless us. I take you to your presence, to the throne of your grace. The situation, Father, that was requested for praying for my brother, Fire, on the altar. I put this infirmity in the throne of your grace. And Father, I ask you and I give glory to you that I know that there is power in Jesus' name. It's not my praise. It's not my justice. It's not our justice. It's the purity of your Son, Jesus Christ, to take all the infirmities on the cross. And Father, I know that you can use persons to heal. But even if the persons can't heal, I know there is power in Jesus' name. And I don't doubt that I join my faith with all these redeemed souls here. And we ask you and glorify your name, that you are providing a miracle to this brother, this sister, called fire on the altar. Touch with your grace on this infirmity and give her or him the spirit of an overcomer to overcome this situation in your time, and that let the fruit of the spirit, the patience, the faith, the longanimity also be fruitful on this life. Mold the character of your warrior and give him the victory that she or he requests. I give you thanks, Father, because I know that you are present, that you have called your warriors here to take care of each one of them. In Jesus' name, we praise you and give you thanks for the victory. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I have a request from Father, Sister Sweetie also. She has lost a job because she had to miss the job for taking care of her son, our dear brother Ben. So we will pray for God that in this time she will have the presence of the Lord until God opens a door to her. Father, in Jesus' name, we take you, your daughter, to the presence of the throne of your grace. You are the provider, Father. And I know that every door that you close, it's because you have a better door ahead on her path, on our path. So, Father, I ask you that you give her faith, peace, that you have sent your angels now to give her experience with you. Fill her life with the presence of the Holy Spirit. And in Jesus' name, show to her eyes, her spiritual eyes, the future that you have prepared, that you want to provide her with a better future. We give you thanks, because I know, and we know, that you are taking care of this soldier. It is a fortress of your kingdom that is under attack, but the devil is attacking all the fortress when he attacks one stronghold of your kingdom. So we, together, we fight. We raise our faith in Yahushua's name, in Jesus' name, and declare, make this home full of your grace. Destroy the intentions of the enemy and let your grace abound over this couple, over this family, over her son, over your daughter, and let the peace that the world cannot give be abundant on our life. In Jesus' name we pray and praise you. Amen. Amen, brothers and sisters, if anyone more wants to ask some prayer requests, please be free to share with us. Do not be ashamed. We all are weak. But when Jesus is with us, when we are with Jesus, because he always wants to be with us, but when we are with Jesus, He makes us stronger than all the devils. Okay, so we are here together to praise Him, to learn from His Spirit. So please do not be ashamed. The Bible says that we should cry with the ones that are crying, and we should rejoice with the ones that they are rejoicing. It's all for the sake of the kingdom. It's for the glory of Jesus. When we need help and when someone help us, that's our function. That's our role in the kingdom. When we rejoice and anyone is rejoicing, we should rejoice because it's a victory of the kingdom. It's not a victory of one or two. It's a victory for the kingdom. Because we all suffer with the suffering and we all rejoice when a soldier of this army receives a reward. So do not be ashamed. We all are weak, but we all are overcomers with the Lord that we trust. So, brothers and sisters, I'm not going to speak in Portuguese because we don't have time. I will make another program, maybe just in Portuguese, to deal with this matter. I will stay in the English because it's better this way, because when we do the programs in both languages, we somehow we lost the connection. Okay, so this is something that the Lord has been teaching me. It's better to do, even if necessary, a show by day to reach all the people, then to try to reach everyone in just one program. So I will keep this program in English just to not cut the rhythm of the program. So brothers and sisters, I will start by saying that it's not our purpose to hurt brothers and sisters in Christ, okay? But you and I, we both know that we are in a war. So when we deal with some matters, we don't want to hurt people. By the contrary, we want to free them from those things that are hurting these lives, that are diminishing the grace of God in this life. Unfortunately, we have to deal with bad people. I'm not saying that all the people are bad. I'm saying that there are good and bad people in everywhere, in churches and outside churches, in the world, and in everywhere you can find good and bad people. I myself consider bad people those that intentionally know that what they are doing, they are hurting, stealing from the others what doesn't belong to them. These are the bad people. There are good people that are teaching the gospel, but they are making bad works because they are innocent. They would teach like this. This is not the bad people. This is not what I'm referring to, the workers of iniquity. That's not what I want to. These ones are my brothers and sisters. But unfortunately, these are the ones who are enslaved by the bad people. These are the ones who were trapped by the wise guys, by the wise serpent that Jesus said on the gospel. The sons of this world, they are like serpents, they are wise, they are cunning. So my work as an evangelist is to free people from the works of the devil and their sons, the serpent seed, those that do the will of the devil, the descendants of the Pharisees that Jesus said they were sons of the devil. Jesus was not politically correct to these people, if we can call them people. I would call them lizards, okay? Because they speak like the lizards. They use their tongues like the lizards just to prepare to hit the other one. So understand this, I don't want to hurt ministries of God. But if my truth, if the truth that God has revealed in my life will hurt the beliefs of these people, it's not to take person. Okay? I am not intending to prepare a fight with these brothers of mine. No. I am just trying to free them from their own prison. Because there are a lot of people with good, real intention in a lot of churches, congregations, that are accepting the yoke that is not from Jesus Christ, believing they are pleasing God. And I want to wake up these people. I have a personal ministry. I have already here this brother of mine called Brother Augusto, who has passed this situation. And when he heard the voice of God telling him, get out of this system, he gave his testimony here that he had to live without knowing where to God would send him. So this is an example that I want you to give you before I go to this study, that you and I, Brother Augusto, and so much others, sooner or later in our life of follower of Jesus Christ, will have to take tough decisions in our life where God will not show all the plan. All the plan. God will give you an order. It will seem small for your vision. But if you accept to obey, God will bring the light. Like on the proverb that says, the path of the just one. It's like the light of the midday. Start dim, 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 and then goes larger until it's like the sun of the midday. That's the path of God. That's the narrow road. Okay? There are no exceptions for us. If you didn't yet find this narrow road, just let me start by saying that you are not following Jesus Christ yet. If your life is not narrow by the decisions you have to make to follow Jesus Christ, you are not following yet the real Jesus Christ. There are no large roads on the real gospel of the kingdom. The price is the same for everybody. It's by the grace, but it's not free. Okay? But what the lizard will say you and try to convince you is that there are exceptions. No, not everybody is called to be a pastor. Not everybody is called to be a prophet. Okay, that's true. That's half truth. But everyone don't lose everything, or they keep something for themselves, restricted from God. It's not worthy of the king. That's the real gospel. The price is everything. All your Isaacs, even if you receive your Isaac later, must have a second role in your life in front of Jesus Christ. Do not believe on promotions on this gospel. Or otherwise, you are starting being made a follower of the ministry of the iniquity. This is the base. This is the base of this teaching. This is the base. If you accept another yoke, if you accept okay. Not yet. Just tell me when you can hear me, okay? Now it's better? Okay. I was expecting this sooner. So, okay. So you can hear me. So I will restart where I live. Just give me some another confirmation. You can hear me now? Okay, so you can hear me. Okay, so I was saying that if you accept another yoke in your life than this one, if you are convinced that you give your tithing to the church and God will not touch in something that you care very much, you are being mistaken. You are being molded by the ministry of the iniquity. And I want to emphasize this, that one of the things that we have been exposed is that the ministry, the Antichrist, will come in the later days, will manifest in the later days. And it will come a new world order and all the things that we are hearing. And in part, that's just half of the truth, right? We know that it will be a time where we all see the manifestation of these things. Okay, I don't put that in quotes. What I want to emphasize is that Paul said that the ministry was already operating on his time. So, if it was operating already there, do you think that is operating now? I guess so, right? And what are the characteristics of this ministry of iniquity? You can go there on 2 Thessalonians, and it says that, I will read for you, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7 ahead. For the ministry of iniquity doth already work, only he who now left it will left, until he had taken out of the way. So, the ministry of iniquity was already operating, and there was already a resistance to him. Okay? So, if it was already happening, this battle there, do you think that is happening now? Of course it is, right? But how it is happening? Well, how must we understand, how is this being produced in the spiritual realm? Do you think that it only will manifest when you start seeing UFOs, aliens, beasts coming from the sky? They are already here, but you just can't see now, because they are disguised as humans, and they are using humans to make the will of the devil. So, you better understand that this is already operating now. Not in a physical realm, manifesting in all 100% physical, but if you follow the Spirit of Jesus Christ, He will guide you. He will make you see the traps, the spiritual traps that are after the curtains of this physical manifestation. That's why Jesus said that we must seek and look for the fruits and not the appearance of the trees. It's the fruits that we must see. Okay? So, when you hear another promotions of gospel, of gospels of another Jesus that is not from the Bible, that is a conscious Jesus, comes from don't know where, that is your personal Jesus, you are Jesus, That's how it begins. It is presented to you another gospel different from the example of life and teachings that came out from the mouth of Jesus Christ. But this is a disguise. It goes deeper, okay? It goes deeper because he can use the Bible to deceive us. He can use even the teachings of Jesus Christ to deceive you, distorting the truth. Okay? When you hear somebody say, how did Jesus resist the devil? With the word of God in the desert. So we must use the word. Okay. Half-truth. Because Jesus, he did not use the word of God. He used the scriptures that God gave to the man to know the word of God, to guide him to the word. So Jesus used the scriptures in the right context against the scriptures that the devil knows very well, but distorting from the concept. So you can even be beguiled with the Bible. Because if you start reading the Bible of the Old Testament only, and you stop in time, you start paying tithes and saying to the others that you are not worthy of being a priest of God. Because you have to pay tithes to the other ones that they are priests of God. You understand this? If you understand this, you will see that this is the ministry of iniquity. These guys have equity. Because what they are saying to you is that you are not worthy of the grace of God. Only us. So pay us. Pay us. Because you are not on the cross. You are on the Old Testament. We have rights over you. And you accept another Lord over you. You simply turn your back to the grace of God. And that's your sin. And that's your worst sin, is that when you accept another Lord instead of the yoke of Jesus Christ. And Jesus did not give any order to any man to charge money for the blessings of the kingdom where he is the only king. Okay? But there's a lot of people deceived on this. Correct. You have to understand that you have to free the people without hurting the wheat. You cannot attack, take this personally. You have to make it the truth to the hearts and minds of people on the right way. Not with angry, not with hate in your heart. I could be hateful because I was deceived too. It is hateful. But there's a lot of people that are just reproducing what they have learned. So you have to resist the devil until he gives up to try to deceive you. You understand, these lizard things, a lot of them, they know that this is wrong. But they don't want to put their necks against the system, like Brother August did when he had to turn back to the church system. But these are exceptions. These are exceptional men, because the majority are compromised with half-truths, half-lies. They have built their lives over half lives. They have salaries from the churches. And it's wrong. No, it's not wrong. Because if you want to have a pastor that takes care of you 24 hours a day, you have to sustain this man and his family. If you want to have a congregation, and if you want to have people there taking care of that place where you do, where you do reunions to worship God. Someone has to sustain these people, and that is not wrong, but it comes from an agreement in the spirit between all the brothers, not because he has a title over you on the kingdom. He has a service, and if he is dedicated 100% of his time to that service, someone has to pay him, or otherwise he will be deaf, of hungry, and thirsty, and cold. Okay, we are not talking about agreements in the spirit. We are talking about laws. Understand this. I am not against congregations. I am against the lies that are reproducing on the congregation, creating fake gospels, fake hierarchies there. If someone is being paid by other one to do a work in the kingdom of God, to take care of the things, the spiritual things, that's because God has blessed the ones they are paying. It's not because they have debts to these people. No, they are not debts. No one has debts to another one on the kingdom of God. And we all have debts only to Jesus Christ. Understand this. That's why Jesus said, the small ones will be the greater ones. The greater ones will serve the other ones. So, if you want to have some kind of group where someone is dedicated 100% to the spiritual things of that group and will take care of the things of that group, these people need money to live. So it's better for you and for them to give offerings, but freely, with joy, because it's for the kingdom. But don't accept, never accept, that someone in the name of Jesus comes and charge you, because he is a worker of iniquity. Consciously or unconsciously, he is producing a fake kingdom of God. Okay? And you have to discern who are the wrong ones voluntarily and who are the deceived ones. Because the ones they are deceived by the system, once you tell him the truth, they will start thinking and they will start operating on the light, because they will follow the light. But the ones who don't be known as the workers of the iniquity and are building their lives over the mistakes, they will attack you. They will try to kill your preaching. They will try to harm you. They will not confront you. They will work on your back. This is happening now in these communities that we were building. And I will open my heart to you. Somebody attacked the Pine Ridge congregation, right? And there is a lot of people here that knows what I am talking about. Someone tried to seduce this man, Brother Marcos, even Augusto. But there were a lot of us that were already knowing, feeling in the spirit, the wolves were around us. And you know what I'm talking about. The ones who come to offer their help with a lot of lies, with a lot of BS. See, we have thousands, millions of followers. Your show will be heard in all the solar system with us, and suddenly they are preaching and making the shows in the same time of the shows of the other. You know why I do the shows here at 5 a.m. in the morning? It's because I don't want to steal the audience to nobody. I let the Hagman and Hagman shows end, and then I do my show. Those who are thirsty and hungry of the truth and the spiritual blessings, they will come. I invite it. I call. That's my function. But I am not called to challenge, to destroy the good works that are already being done. Understand this. But there's a lot of wolves, workers of iniquity. They come, they infiltrate, and suddenly they are stealing your fruit. They are hitting your fruit. Careful. Careful with these guys that don't have faith. I have a faith. Everyone can go to Facebook and see my faith. Because I am not ashamed of my Lord. I am not ashamed of what I preach. I have a faith. I am a real person. I am a sinner that became, by the grace of God, a soldier of light. I have a faith. But it's not everyone that has a faith that says he's a Christian. Careful, my brothers. Because we cannot walk feeding the wolves and saying that we are doing the God's job. That's not our job, to feed the wolves. Because when we feed the wolves, when you spare a wolf, you sacrifice the lamb. You sacrifice the sheep. It's not our mission to spare the wolves. We must expose them. Their work, their identity. And there is no one on the kingdom of Jesus Christ, at least the Jesus of my Bible, that are able to convince me that he's a real servant or she's a real servant when she or he likes to be called sir. When someone likes to be called sir, he's saying that he is Lord. And who is your Lord? Who is your master? Careful, my friend. There are a ministry of iniquity that is preaching another gospel of the political correct gospel, of the not division, when they are already divided from the Creator. When they are trying to do what is written on the Second Thessalonians. For the ministry of iniquity don't already work. Only he who now left will let until he had taken out of the way. What are the characteristics of this ministry? And then shall the wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth. The spirit of his mouth. The teachings of Jesus Christ. The spirit that he said his words were, spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. The teachings of Jesus Christ, the humbleness of Jesus Christ will reveal those who are fake servants of Jesus Christ. They like to be followed, to be called by masters and sirs on their congregations. You know what he said on this chapter? It says that this ministry, he likes to be seated on the seat of God. On the holy seat of God. He likes to be in the temple seeing God. And what is the temple? and the holy place in the New Testament, you think it's a brick church? These people like to take the central place of your heart. That's the temple of God in the New Testament. They like to be followed. They start putting you yokes, human yokes, and you better obey, or otherwise you will start paying. You will be treated like a minor case on the kingdom of their God. Like minor case. That's what some fake soldiers of light like to say on their congregation, on their ministries. But they don't have a faith. You see? They just have words. Don't have a face. They have a voice, but they don't have face. You know why? Because they are ugly. They are ugly because they are workers of the iniquity. You know what is the definition of iniquity? I will read for you what I found iniquity on the dictionary. Iniquity comes from the Latin word iniquita, and it has these meanings. I will put here the meanings that I found. It can be understood like this: injustice, hardship, handicap, too, surplus, inequally. Okay? These are just some of the definitions. But I found something more interesting that I will put here for you to think about. Because when I saw this, this was a confirmation that God wants to warn you about this kind of ministry. Iniquity makes normal what is sin. Feel the guilty for the sin committed, much of the person committing the same sin or wrong. It's not regret, ever think what made absolutely normal. I don't know if it's correctly translated, but in Portuguese mean makes the sin normal, because they don't operate anymore in the values, in the justice of God, with the values of God. They have their own justice. They have their own values. To be a worker of iniquity, you don't need to be a killer or a rapist or a pedophilian. To be a worker of iniquity, you just need one thing. Deny the project of salvation and the grace of Jesus Christ in your life. Become an idol. Bring idols to your heart, even if it is a ministry of God. If you follow more that ministry, then you have a personal relationship where God can use it at his disposal. You are on a path to become, or you are already, a worker of iniquity, because you have diminished the grace of Jesus Christ in your life, the role of Jesus Christ in your life. I don't know if you understand this. I am talking about the traps, the spiritual trap that the tares are putting there with the Bible in their hands. But you can find traps in your own life, in your own family. Just try to understand what God wrote here in Isaiah 65:7. I will put here for you to read with careful, because it may touch your life. Your iniquities and the iniquities of your fathers together, said the Lord, which have burned incense upon the mountains and blaspheming upon the hills. Like them will I measure their former work into their bosom. When you follow the iniquity of someone that is a relative of your family, and you follow because you don't want to confront them, you are afraid of losing, you become a worker of iniquity because you have idols in your holy place. It's not Jesus that rules there. That's why you are cursed. That's because you were afraid, so much afraid of losing this thing to God, when you had to do, to make a decision from Jesus and the real kingdom, you were unable and you became slave. And you became slave from your idol. And you became a worker of iniquity. And you start promoting and accepting the promotions of the other ones like you. You start accepting promotions and not the narrow road. You understand the problem? Satan will use everything he can. He will ask the Father everything to see if you have idols in your life. There was a time in my life I had to break. I was going to marry with someone I liked. I had to decide to Jesus Christ. I could not make the will of that person to marry on the church that I was not believing that was God who was ruling. That was the Catholic Church. And I had to make a decision. So I break my marriage. We did marry. I lost her. Later, I had to confront my father. My mother, who was very blessed by God, she was healed on a great experience that converted me to Christ. After she was healed, she wanted God to do on her way the work of God. Not on the God's way. He wants God to give me a great job and then I would serve God in some good church. But that was not the path of God. I had to accept jobs where I would have to put my hand on the trash, even after being graduated by university. I went to McDonald's, where I was used on a Saturday night to bring a soul to Jesus Christ until now. That's why I say that the Saturday is of the Lord. It's not the Lord that is from, it's on the Saturday. Even the Saturday, on your work, God can use you to spread the kingdom. I did this. But you see, a lot of people like Jesus Christ when he blesses. But he never thinks the same way when you have to serve, when you have to put away things that you like for the sake of the kingdom, for the values of kingdom. And this is the ministry of iniquity that sits on the place of God, to likes to be called God, and it still imprisons your heart, but because it's there, it's from there that comes real life and the real death of your soul. So my brothers and sisters, understand this. If you want to have the freedom that will completely free from this world, I'm talking about spiritual freedom. You have to put in your heart, from now on, anything that tries to stop me to look, to grow in the personal relationship with the Holy Spirit, it's a test for me. It's a test that comes from the other ministry. If you think that your life, that God gave his life for you to be a servant of someone the rest of your life, higher than himself, you are being deceived. There were two sisters. They received Jesus Christ on their home. One of them sit on the feet of Jesus Christ, hearing his teaching. The other one was full of things to do to serve them. But she was losing the best part. Mary knew her place. Martha didn't know. Mary knew that the better place we have is at the feet of our Lord, hearing his voice. And when Martha asked Jesus why was she serving alone, he heard an answer that she couldn't understand. You are distracted. Jesus has angels to give him food. Jesus has angels to dress him. But he wants your heart. He wants to have a relationship with you for you to serve others like he did. When Jesus wants to talk to you, you better shut up everybody around you, even if it's someone that you like very much. It's time for the Lord. It's time for the Lord. It's not time for anybody else. But if you become dependable only from another ministry, if you start obeying blindness to another human, that you consume all your time, all your energy, and you don't have time for your Jesus personal relationship, you are in a dangerous place to become a worker of iniquity. Because that thing may be a familiar, that thing may be another brother in Christ, a church, a law, a job, become an idol and took the place of Jesus Christ, the holy place in your life, that is your heart. If you have more afraid of losing anything than losing your relationship and stop hearing the voice of your pastor, Jesus, you are an idol. You have an idol. And you become blind by the deceiver of this world. He dresses like a pastor, like an angel. He carries the Bible. He knows the Bible better than you. He twists the scripture anytime he wants to enslave you. You know why? Because you have accepted his offering, his promotions, just not to touch in your idol. Okay, I don't know if God will ask my son. I don't know if God will ask my job. I don't know if God will ask me this or that thing. At least here I know that he will not ask me this. I do my tithing and then I come to church and I know that my idol is protected. Do you think that I'm lying? Do you know why they took the book of Jasher of the Bible? Because the book of Jasher reveals much more deeply who is your adversary. I will put here a link for you to read with your own eyes. Please do it, because I don't like to speak without confirmations. Here is the link. This is the book of Jasher. It's PDF. You click the link, you open the book, right? Go check on the chapter 23 of the book of Jasher that belonged to the Bible in the past, but the Catholics removed from them. And go to the book of Jasher, chapter 23, and see what Satan tried to do against Abram when he was going to offering Isaac on the altar. You don't read this on the Bible because they remove it for you to not understand how the devil is cunning, how spiritual is war, your war for your soul, for your obedience, for your relationship with God. You can read the chapter 23 all by yourself, but I will tell you what happened. It's related there that in the path to the altar, Satan appeared as an old man to Abram, trying to change his mind and heart to not offer Isaac. Has appeared and assumed a form of an old man, right? Materialized as a man. And start saying to Abram, you are a brutish. Are you going to kill your son? What kind of God do you think you are found? Don't you see this is not from God? You know what Abram said? He discerned it was Satan and rebuked him. Do you think Satan stopped there? He didn't. And then he appears with a form of a young man to Isaac as a wandering guy, saying, your father is crazy, he's going to kill you. Flee from your father or you lose your life. You know what Isaac said? Now I will be offering. I will be an offer in the altar because I said this to my brother. And you don't know this detail on the Bible. Because Isaac said to his brother Ishmael, even if the Lord his God will ask his life, he will be happy to offer his life to please God. And that's when Satan went to the throne of God, and you read in the Jasher book. You can read all the story there. And did like did to Job. Ask God to prove the hearts of Isaac and Abram. And God accepted the challenge. And he proved. And Isaac said to this disguise of Satan, no, I will be an offer with gladly. I love my God. Wow, you didn't knew this, right? Of course not, not even I. I had to get out of the Babylonic system. I had to say no to get these mysteries of the real kingdom of God. You think the story ends there? No. The third attempt of Satan was to stop both. He assumed a form of a river to be an obstacle on the path to the altar. He changed the morphology of that place with his power. But Abram knew that place. He knew that there was no river there before. So he knew it was a work of the devil. Wonders, the ministry that Paul warned us, operates with wonders, supernatural wonders. And you will be seeing a lot of them. Just to stop the will of God. You know what Abram said? Let's pray to our God to remove this obstacle. We're defeated. The river became dry instantly. That it was a fake river. And they went, and you know the rest of the story. So, do not believe me, please. The link is there. Look for yourselves. Read chapter 23. You can read 22 to see how the things before happened, how God heard the voice of Isaac and accept the challenge of Satan. Now, Jasher is endorsed in the book of Joshua. He's endorsed in the book of 2 Samuel, the book of Jasher, or the book of the Just One, the Redeemed. It's a a long, long, long version of Genesis, much more detailed. That's one of the sources of the book of Genesis we have on our Bible. This book, Book of Jasher, and the Book of Enoch are the biggest treasures that were stolen by the system, because they are endorsed by the Bible. They were known by the church fathers. There are a lot of commentaries about this, but they were compromised with the ministry of iniquity. They were afraid of this ministry, so they accepted the yoke of the church. So before you criticize them, be fair, before you do this, see if you are out of the Babylonic system, because you cannot have two lords. You have a blessing fire on the altar. With that link, you have a precious jewel there that will open your mind for the mysteries of the kingdom that you will never hear on the system. Just copy. It's a PDF. Copy to your computer, you get the book free. Once you start reading this book, you will not stop, because we'll open the book of Genesis on a deeper level that you never imagined. You have there the story of Enoch. You have there this real story of Cain. Who killed Cain? How we get the rewards from his iniquity? Well, there's a lot of surprises there. So I consider the Book of Jasher and the Book of Enoch the two precious jewels that this system, satanic system of church, has stolen from our Father. But by the grace of God, we have it now again, with the foundings of the writings of the Dead Sea Scrolls and other things. God was able to give us back these treasures. I hope more will come. But all the fathers of the church, Jerome, Origins, if you do some job on the Google, you see they knew this book. Like the book that I talked last show, the Hebrew, the Aramaic version, the original version of the Gospel of Matthew. Not only Jasher, but Enoch also was found there. But the Jasher never disappeared. The Jewish traditions, all the Jewish, they have him. They conserve the Book of Jasher as a source of faith. Only on the Western Church, like our church, the Catholic system, they try to make it disappear. So, but do not take my word. You read by yourself and ask, take it to the Lord. Okay? So, what I mean in a minute I will try to make a resume about the ministry of iniquity. My brothers and sisters, don't waste your time with fear of the fallen angels and the new world order, because all that things will happen with the permission of our Lord, when the wheat will be so few that God will remove the wheat to bring the tribulation for the tares, right? So if you want to fight against the new world order, use the spiritual weapons. When they try to promote fear, you trust in the Lord. Because Jesus said, when all these things start happening, do not fear. So what voice are you going to hear? I know there is a lot of supernatural things that will happen, but my life is supernatural I was not be to be here if I was not supernaturally healed by God. So it's not a surprise for me. You have to grab with your hands the supernatural way of life that God wants to give you. The eternity, it's not to live only after death. That's religion. Spirituality teaches you, that's what Jesus teaches, spirituality, that eternity is now. Jesus is already risen. He's not dead anymore. He's not on the cross. So, my brothers and sisters, rejoice. Rejoice because you can be a worker of justice, of the cross. It's not the justice of man. For many blessings that someone will give you, you belong to Jesus Christ. If someone is blessing you to make you his disciple, he is a worker of iniquity. When you hear me saying that you are my disciple, you better flee, because I don't want you to be my disciple. I want you to be my brother, someone like me, at the same level, not bigger, not inferior, because I am not Lord of myself, of Lord of anybody, of or Sir of somebody. I'm just a servant. So, my brothers and sisters, do not enslave yourself on another gospel, because all the other gospels are iniquity gospels. May the Lord bless you and open your spiritual eyes for the real equity that comes from Jesus Christ, the blood and the glory that comes from the cross. God bless you, and I hope to soon we'll be together again. See you. Bye-bye.
I've got all these plans piled up sky high, 1,000 dreams on hold, and I don't know why. The things I pray today, but when I fix my eyes on all that you are, then every doubt I feel deep in my heart grows strangely dim. All my worries fade and fall to the ground, 'cause when I think your face and sometimes where I stand on this list.